the Old Testament book today of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. I know you're looking forward to the pastor being back, but today I'm standing in for him tonight. Pastor Howell will be preaching in his stead. And then you pray for Pastor as he comes back and preaches for us on Wednesday night. He'll be wound up and he'll be ready to tell us all his great fishing stories and everything he's seen there in Alaska. And hopefully he'll bring his wife back with him. Amen. All right. All right. I want to preach to you today on this simple subject. How to live your life from problems to praise. How to live your life from problems to praise. On this Mother's Day Sunday, I was thinking this morning, I called my mom this morning and she's over 400 miles away. Wish her a happy Mother's Day. And I thought, you know, how I'd like to be able to see her and be there with her today. But I'm not able to do that. But I thought about this message and this dear lady that we read about in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Her name was Hannah. And this dear lady had a problem. But God took her from having a problem to giving praise. And ladies, each of you are going to have problems in life. Now, I'm not talking about your husband, okay? All right, I'm not talking about that. Not talking about your children, but I'm talking about just problems. We have physical problems. We have spiritual problems. We have all kinds of problems in life. But you know what? On this Mother's Day, I want to encourage you to remember that even though we have a problem, we have a Savior that we can take those problems to. Amen? And He will cause us to praise Him if we'll allow Him to do it. So today I want to preach to you this message simply entitled, How to Live Your Life from Problem to Praise. Let's pray and ask God to bless it. Father, I love you today. And Lord, I want to be a help to your people today, especially on this Mother's Day where we honor the ladies that gave us birth. Lord, the ladies that have provided for us through the years, fixed our wounded knees and given us advice when we needed it. And Lord, I want to thank you, God, for mothers. And Lord, in the message today, I pray, God, that you'll speak to our hearts. And help us, Lord, to see that even though we may have some problems that come up in this life, we're so blessed to have a Savior that sees and knows all those things. And He can take us from problems to praise if we'll just allow Him to do it. Bless your word now, Father. Help it, Lord, not to return void in any way. And God will thank you for what you do. For it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Amen. I want to show you five things today about this dear lady named Hannah. And I want to start out today, number one, showing you Hannah's problem. Now, I'm not going to take time to read all the verses. There are a lot of verses here to read, and I'd like to read them all, but I don't have time to read them all, but I'm going to try to get as many of them in as I can. But the first thing I want you to see is Hannah's problem. Number one, Hannah was childless. She was without a child. Back in those days, those families raised big families. And it was not unusual to have many, many children. And God blessed them. And the Bible tells us here in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 1, how that Elkanah, he had two wives. God help him. That means he had two mother-in-laws. Amen. But you know what? He had two wives, but the one, whatever reason, he loved more than the other. He loved Hannah more than the other wife. And the Bible said here that the other wife had children and brought forth children, and she kind of made fun of Hannah because Hannah didn't have any children yet by Elkanah. And so we see here that Hannah not only was childless, but Hannah was mocked and made fun of because of her problem of being childless. And as you look in these verses, verses 6 through 7, the Bible said her adversary, speaking of the other wife and some of the other ladies around, also provoked her sore to make her to fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Every year when they went to the house of the Lord to offer sacrifice, every year when they went, this other woman mocked her and made fun of her because she was childless. Her womb was barren. But I want you to know this here also, that because of her problem, Hannah was willing to take that problem to the Lord. You know what? It's easy to take our problems today, and when we have a problem, just to get mad at everybody. You have a problem, so you take it out on everybody. And boy, that's not the way we ought to be, is it? We don't need to take that situation out. And Hannah had every reason to be upset. But the Bible said here in verses 8 through 11, then Elkanah, her husband, said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better than 10 sons? Elkanah said, honey, I'm the best husband you've ever had. That's why I tell my wife all the time, I'm the best husband she ever had. I kid her about it all the time. I'm the best looking husband she ever had. Man, I'm the sweetest husband she ever had. And she looks at me and she says, you're the only husband I've ever had. And I said, well, let's keep it that way. We'll just stop right there, okay? But you know what? Elkanah looked at her and he said, honey, am I not better than 10 sons to you? I've been good to you. Why aren't you eating? Why don't you, just stop crying. So the Bible said that Hannah rose up early after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Now, I want you to notice something here in this passage of Scripture. We saw Elkanah loved Hannah. And Elkanah proved his love for Hannah. He encouraged Hannah. And yet, even while taking her problem directly to the Lord, we see that Hannah was still being falsely accused, even while she was trying to do that which was right. She had a problem. She was brokenhearted. She was childless. She was mocked and made fun of by those around her. But you know, she was still willing to take her problem to the Lord. And ladies, listen to me. And gentlemen too. When we have problems today, we need to learn to take it to the Lord and leave it there. Amen. We take it to the Lord and leave it there. That's what Hannah did. And you know, as she was praying with all of her heart, with all of her soul, her heart was broken. She was weeping bitterly because she felt like she was just left out. And she placed her petition before the Lord. And she said, God, if you'll just give me a man child, I'll give him back unto you all the days of his life. But I want you to notice here that while she's praying, that the adversary is still trying to falsely accuse her. And ladies, let me remind you of something today. You have an accuser today. You have an accuser just like I have an accuser. And his name is Satan. He's the great tempter. He will cause you to think that you don't have everything that you need to have. And he'll cause you to think that God has been unfair to you in some manner or some way. But you need to be aware of his temptations. And you need to be aware of his accusations. And you need to keep the right heart within you today. Because he's going to try to take away your joy. And he's going to try to get you to focus on your problem. And we don't need to do that. And here, even as Hannah went to the temple to pray, she's giving her heart to God. She's spilling it all out before God. She's weeping and in sore bitterness of heart. The Bible says she still gets falsely accused even while she's doing that which was right. Look at what the Bible said, verses 12 through 16. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord. Is she doing something wrong? No. She's doing what she knows she ought to do. She's taking her burden unto the Lord, and she's leaving it there. And as she is continuing to pray before the Lord, Eli, the priest, marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hereto. You see, Eli had been watching Hannah as she prayed. She came into the temple area, her face probably tear-stained. Her eyes were red. But perhaps because of the time in which Eli and the people of God were living, there are a lot of people there that did things wrong. They worshiped God with their lips, but they did not worship him with their doings. And many of them came to the temple in a wrong manner. And there were even ladies that came there that sold themselves to others at the temple. Now think about that just a moment. And Eli sees this woman, and he's thinking bad thoughts about this. He perceived her falsely in her sorrow. And so Hannah goes to him and says, no, my lord, this is not true. Eli's thinking, oh yeah, it's probably true. Eli had probably seen his own sons. He knew the problem his sons had had with the women of the temple that came in like that. And you know what? It was a sad day in which Eli lived. And he falsely accused her. But whatever the reason was for his criticism, Hannah continued to do that which was right. And ladies, let me encourage you today. When the adversary tempts you and falsely accuses you, and you're breaking your heart unto God, you're coming before the Lord with a sorrowful heart and spirit over heartaches and burdens and problems, don't let the devil get you down. Listen, if he tries to remind you of your past, you remind him of his future. Amen? What's going to happen to him? And Hannah said, no, my Lord. I want you to understand, my heart is broken. I have a concern. And I know God will hear me. And you know what? It's because of that we see Hannah's persistence. We not only see her problem, but we see her persistence. She didn't quit. Thank God for godly mothers that don't quit. Amen? They don't quit praying for their families. They don't quit praying for their children. They don't quit living before them a life that's pleasing unto God. Thank God for Hannah's persistence. Look at this. Hannah trusted God when everyone else around her had failed her. When everyone else around her failed, Hannah trusted God. Look at this. in verses 17 through 19, after she had so humbly explained her situation to Eli, the high priest, the Bible tells us here in verses 17 through 19 that Eli answered and said, "Well, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And she rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to the house of Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. You know what? Hannah didn't necessarily need Eli's blessing after he had so falsely accused her. What she was looking for was what God had for her. Amen? And folks, listen today. Ladies, you don't need my blessing. You don't need the pastor's blessing. What you need in your life today is God's blessings upon your life. You need His answers to prayer. Amen? And we all need that today. The Bible said here that Hannah did what she did because she desired more than anything to have a good testimony for the Lord before the eyes of those who both hated her and despised her and accused her and looked at her in her despair and just had nothing good to say. She stayed faithful for God. She was persistent. Hannah was persistent to trust the Lord her God, even when she did not understand why all these things were happening in her life. Ladies, is there ever a time that you just don't understand why things are happening in your life? You don't understand? Man, we've had situations in our lives that we can't figure it out. But when we came through those situations and we looked back, we understood that God had a plan. God had a purpose. And that purpose and plan brought Hannah back to a point not of despair, not of discouragement, because her countenance was no more sad. She was happy now in the Lord because she had given it all to the Lord, and she what? She left it with the Lord. She knew God was faithful. Hannah was persistent to trust the Lord her God, even when she did not know how or when that He would answer that prayer. For many years, we prayed for our family, our children. Man, since they've moved out on their own, they've gotten married and things like that, we prayed and asked God to help them and get them in a good church and keep them in a good church. A couple weeks ago, we were praying for our granddaughter and our grandsons. And man, our granddaughter called us and told us, said, "Man, I've been thinking about how good God's been." And she said, "You know what? It's time for me to stand up and show the Lord I'm not ashamed of Him." And she said, "Grandpa, I'm going to get baptized next Sunday." And I said, "Really? Really?" And she said, "I sure am." I said, "But we can't be there because we'll be here on Sunday." I said, can you get them to record it or something?" And she said, "Yeah, I'll get Mom to record it." And sure enough, they went up there, and when she got baptized, they recorded it and sent it to us. And we got to see her getting baptized. You know what? To us, to my wife, to me, that was a blessing. Because God has answered prayer. Hannah found that she could trust God. She didn't know when God was going to answer it. She didn't know how God was going to answer it. But she knew that God would answer. And thank God for Hannah's persistence and keeping her eyes on the Lord God, on the one who's faithful as the giver of all blessings. She trusted the Lord. But what now is so interesting to note here is how that we not only see Hannah's problem and we see Hannah's persistence to trust God, even when the assaults of the adversary kept coming at her and were all around her. But now we see how she continued faithfully to trust God, to bring forth fruit. And that fruit is seen here in verses 10 through 20. Look at the promise, Hannah's promise. We've seen her problem. We've seen her persistence. But now I want you to look at Hannah's promise. Now, this was not a let's make a deal type situation between her and God. She just said, Lord, I want you to know, God, that whatever happens, I'm going to trust you. And you know what? Sometimes we don't like having to go through problems. We don't like having to go through trials and heartaches and things that hurt us and cause us to fear sometimes. But could I remind you of a passage? I want to go to the New Testament just a moment, to the book of Romans, chapter number 5, where Paul wrote these words. And Paul said this. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Ladies, when's the last time that you gloried in tribulation? Man, that's not easy to do, is it? When the heartaches come, when the problems come, do you give God the glory? Or you get the poochy lip disease? You ever seen the poochy lip? You know, like that? You get the poochy lip disease? You get mad at everybody around you? Man, that's not the way it needs to be. The Bible said here, and not so only, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And you see, Hannah had a hope in the Lord her God that she could hold on to even in the midst of her heartache and her despair. She had a hope, and her hope was in the Lord. And ladies, let me remind you something today. Your hope today is not in your husband, okay? Listen, I'm a husband, and you know what? I'll probably at some time let my wife down. But you know what? The Lord God will never let her down. And I pray that she will always keep her eyes on the Lord Jesus. Why? Because I need her to do that. I need her to be found faithful to the Lord to help me. And I want to be found faithful in the Lord to help her. And together we keep our eyes on Jesus to help one another, even in the midst of the storm, when we don't know what's going on. Hannah knew that her hope could never be founded upon the fickle attitudes of those folks around her that accused her, that mocked her, and made fun of her. But rather, Hannah perceived that her hope was in the Lord God of Israel. And folks, that's where your hope is today. Mom, that's where your hope is today. The psalmist David remembered the faithfulness of the Lord God unto his people. And as he thought about God's faithfulness to that group of people that were always fickle, one day they're loving God, the next day they're cursing God. One day they're obeying God, one day they're disobeying God. And David said in Psalm chapter 124, beginning in verse number 1, he wrote these words. He said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. But he said, but blessed be the Lord, who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen? Your hope is in the Lord today, folks. He went on to say in Psalm chapter 33, verse 18 through 20, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." Folks, you see, Hannah trusted the Lord her God. And because of that, Hannah made a promise unto God, unto the Lord. She made a vow. And I want you to see that vow. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10. And it tells us how that she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt look, indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life." I want you to notice here in verse 10 that when she had been hardest hit and when she was in bitterness of soul, that Hannah took that burden unto the Lord, and again, she left it there. Amen? Ladies, take it to the Lord and leave it there. She prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Ladies, I want to remind you of something today. A tender heart pleases God. And tears are a language that God understands. And when you go to God in prayer, we've got a promise from God over in Psalm chapter 126, verse 5. "They that sow in tears shall" what? "Shall reap in joy." You know what? We don't know when God is going to bring the blessing, but we know that He is the giver of all blessing. And we have to learn to trust Him. And Hannah made a vow. She made a promise unto the Lord. And in verse 20, we see that Hannah's promise is not only made, but it's kept. Amen? It's kept. Ladies, how many of you have ever had somebody make a promise to you and then they don't keep it? Anybody? Man, I hope it wasn't your husband. Man, I hope it wasn't anything like that. But folks, it happens. People make all kinds of promises and vows unto God. "Oh, God, if you'll just get me out of this mess, I'll go to church on Sunday. Lord, I'll start giving unto you. I'll do this. I'll do that." And then God is good and God is faithful and He does what He says He'll do. And the first thing you know, "Well, Lord, you know, the circumstances have changed now and I really don't need to do that." And we change our minds, don't we? And it is a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Amen. I've been taught that. But you know what? Hannah didn't change her mind. And the Bible said here in verse number 20, "Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come up, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord." That name Samuel meant asked of the Lord. It was a reminder that that little boy that God had given unto her was an answer from the Lord God. And mom, listen to me today. Those children that God has given you, that husband that God has given unto you, okay? They're gifts unto you. They're gifts. And you need to treasure those gifts. You need to pray for those gifts. Hannah didn't make a deal with God or offer to bargain with God for what she wanted most in her life, and then she break that deal or that promise when she got what she wanted. But from a heart filled with hope that could only come from God, she made a vow, and she kept that vow. And it drew her closer unto the Lord. And she told God back in verse number 11, look at it. Oh, Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. And now in verse 20, we read these words. When it came to pass, when the time was come after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son, she called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Hannah chose to keep her promise unto God from a heart of gratitude and praise. She praised God for what he had done. She thanked him for what he had done. Now, why would she do this? The question is, why would she do it? How could she do this? Look back at these last part of verse number 19, and you'll see both why and how Hannah would choose to keep her promise with the Lord. You'll see it. The last part of verse 19, it's the faithfulness of God that's seen in her life. Look at those words. The last five words of verse 19, and the Lord remembered her. As I read that little five-word passage of Scripture, I was reminded of a little song we used to sing back in North Carolina when I taught in the junior church and in the youth church and the teen church. And it goes something like this. Let the Lord have His way in your life every day. There's no rest, there's no peace until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hand. Rest secure in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. And you know what? God blessed Hannah. And God remembered her cry. He saw her faithfulness. He saw her persistence. He heard the promise that she gave unto the Lord. And she saw that promise came from the heart. She had no intention of breaking her word with God. So in verses 21 through 28, we then see her proclamation. We've seen her problem. We've seen all the things that God has done for her, but now we see her proclamation. The Bible said in verse 21, and the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up. For she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord. And there abide forever. Hannah was preparing to give her gift back unto God. And she said, I'm not going to go until he's ready to go. Look what the Bible said. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks, one ephah of flour, one bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew the bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord for this child. I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also, I have lent him, I have given him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, shall he be lent to the Lord. And look at this. And he, that child, worshiped the Lord there. Hannah made a proclamation. And she said, God has answered my prayer. And God has been faithful to me. And now I'm going to give back unto God the promise that I made unto God. And that promise is that this little boy is his. Ladies, let me ask you something today. Those children that God has given to you, are you willing to give them back to God? Would you be willing to give them unto God for His service and His usage? That's what God wants. Hannah was willing to give that child back unto God. This is the child she had prayed for. She said, but no, I've given him back to God. And I want to make sure he lives for God. And I'm going to make sure that he serves the Lord. And that's where we see Hannah's praise unto her God. Look at chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Now, most of us have been crying, oh, my baby, I'll never see him anymore. Oh, and be weeping and wailing and carrying on. And Hannah is praising the Lord. Why? Because she had the opportunity to give back unto God as God had blessed her. She said, because I rejoice in thy salvation. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our rock. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. And she goes all the way down here to praise God and give praise unto him. And at the end of this passage, the Bible said, and Elkanah went to Ramah to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. You know what John wrote in 1 John chapter 1, verse 4? I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That was Hannah's desire for her children. If you'll read on through the book of Samuel, God continued to bless her and Elkanah, and God gave them many more children. But it all began with Hannah having a problem. And Hannah was willing to take that problem unto the Lord and leave it there. And Mom, I want to encourage you today. When the problems come and the heartaches come, and they will, you may have already experienced some of it, but it's going to happen. Take your problem to the Lord and leave it there. And He will change your problem to praise if you'll just allow Him to do it. Let's bow our heads just a moment. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Let me ask you this today. Mom, are you trusting the Lord today? There are so many great examples of good, godly women all through the Bible. There are great examples that we can follow, you can follow. But here's the thing. If we're not careful, we'll allow the devil to magnify the problems in our life so that we don't see the opportunity to give praise unto God. And we'll be fearful. And we'll think that God cannot help us in our hour of need. But Mom, I'm here today to tell you that God can help you in your time of need. My mom told me that when I was born, I was the firstborn of her children, that she gave me unto the Lord. And you know what? Today I stand before you as a preacher of the Word of God. God answers prayer. Heavenly Father, I don't know what is going through the hearts and the minds of folks here today. There may be some moms here today that are brokenhearted. There may be some moms here today going through heartaches and trials and burdens that no one else knows but them. But, oh God, how I pray, Lord, today that they will be willing to take their problems to you and leave it there. That you might turn their problem to praise. Oh, Lord, if there be someone today listening to the sound of my voice that does not yet know you as their Savior, God, today I pray, Lord, that you'll help them to come to trust you and to depend upon you as the only one that can give them salvation through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless this invitation. And Lord, I pray that you'll speak to hearts. For it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.